the Osameach in Ilchus Deidus Perakalav Lochadal calls the Tumim, and he says, Atumim Chidesh Dover Niflav Amiti, Shein Chakira Shel Beizo Shoh, Al Shoh is a Muskamiot Shekol Katochnim. When it says in the Bedikas the Chakiras of Deidim that we ask the Chakira Beizo Shoh, doesn't mean in the time that you used in the hour. The pasuk says v'dorasha v'chakarta itev doesn't mean in the hours that we decided to take upon ourselves. The concept of 12 hours is not mikra and not aloch l'beshe b'sina sholchim din ha'toyer al p'em. The only time when you talk about time is something which has a physical phenomenon that you could point out to. So there is such a thing, sure. Doesn't mean the hour, the 12 hours. 12 hours, says the Tumim, is just some kind of an agreement that the people of the world decided to take upon themselves, but it's not some physical phenomenon. That's why when you test the 80, you can't test about what hour is it, for those at 5 or 6 o'clock, because that's not a concept of the Torah. After people decided to have a 12-hour day, Chazal used it for their purposes. That's what it says. The concept of Shaw, which is the Chakiras, doesn't mean Shaw, the 12 hours that we have. Shaw means before Chatzos. After Chatzos, it's a physical phenomenon that could be checked. The Chazon Ish argues that. Says the Chazon Ish that the concept of hours, the Chazon Ish in Hilchos Nida, says the following. Hadekom Ar-Yoisi Shois Veses. That concept that there is Shas Veses, Veses Kavua Le-Shois. That if you see, those are the hours that you use. Which means that if you saw in the beginning of the fifth hour of the day, she's also the entire fifth hour, but before the fifth, she's mutar. If she saw at the end of the fifth, she's mutar right afterwards, she's also before. So you see, the vesta leshoes means 12 hours, and that's kovea, the vesta's kavua. So you see that there is such a thing as shor, and that's what he says. V'chen d'roi b'sof shishi is mutar b'tchila shviz, d'shor v'yizkei shukyoina, v'kei mashu b'bisugyan, v'ad emoinim shoes le'mes le'es, this is the Kavona Satoira. So the 12 hours is a Torah concept, not some kind of a haskoma. Okay, the Omer Bisof Sanhed Bisof Perek Dalet Yud Beishois Havaya Yoim. He says, therefore, on the Chakira of Bekama Shois is a Dina Torah, because you see the verses is Nikva Lesho, which is a great kasha on the Osameach. And the Chazon Ish in Or HaChaim comes to explain, how do you know, where do we get like his kasha? There's not a Loch L'Meshem Sinai, it's not a Posok. He says, yes, it is a Loch L'Meshem Sinai, because a Loch L'Meshem Sinai is when you go to Chidush Asher Levona, it's, Rabbi Yirmiyah says, Kach Mekublan Mi Beizava, Ein Chidush Asher Levona Poches Mi Chof Tes Yoim Yud Beishoes. So Yud Beishoes is the Chelek HaLevona. You see, there is such a thing called 12 hours. So the 12 hours is a inyan atoyra, the loch l'meshem isina, is nichol in the loch l'meshem isina, if how a month should be. So the two questions is, what does it mean? Why is there haloch of shor? I mean, there's nothing less than shor. We know that after shor is only halokim. Halokim are the tatrab, they are 1080 breath that the person take in an hour. So the number of breathings, that's the number of halokim. But the time, division of time, only stops by an hour. So why are there 12 hours? Why is Dina Torah? And why is this Aloch Rameshem Isin and said Davka the Aloch of Kiddush HaChodesh? That's number one. And the second thing is, the Magen Avraham quotes, we park in the Aloch in Reish Lamed Gimel, that the Shoes that we have are partial Shoes, are called Shoes Manius. The Shoes Manius, which are the relation of the proportional hours, that how we pass, and that is what Shoes are. And let me just show you the Aloha. Dramo. Liud be Shoes vim nikrois ubesharinan Shoes elo. The hours, lifi inyan ayoim, it's all proportional, relational to the length of the day. ואף אם היה יום ארוך, מיני אומר בזה, ויהיה longer day, משארינה ליוד בשויס, you count 12 hours only, והם הנקרואים שויס מנוס, and those are the proportional, the fractional hours. Says the Magen Avraham, in סיכות דלת, לכוירה, he paskens in Siman Aleph, בשם הזויר, דרגה בחצוס הלילה, they always 12 hours. So it's exact 12 hours. Those are real hours. Those are real hours, but not proportional. Shani ochi, דרגה בהקודש ברוך הוא לילה כמי יום יור, because there we're trying to see the etzrotzin, in Siman Aleph, בהקודש ברוך הוא. בהקודש ברוך הוא, there is no physical phenomenon. There is no day and night. So there's no proportional hours. ולכן חושב לא אלם בי שוס הלילה. That's why, according to the Zohar, if you want to know the S-Rot in Prak Kodesh Bohu, it's always 12 real hours. צריכים לכוון אוי, so הוא רוצים לפונוב. So it says, the Levush Esrad, it's in the night, in the night, you count 12 hours, and the 12 hours are 60 minutes hours, meaning that the same hours, the hours which are equal, and not show his manus, because you go looking for the Zman of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Zman of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is lemaila b'azman, is not a proportional because it's not dictated by the sun and the night, and therefore it's always 12 hours Shabbos. Now you have to understand here something interesting. So there is by HaKadosh Baruch Hu 12 hours, even though there's no sun, there's no sunset, there's no sunrise, there is nothing. What does it mean, the 12 hours by HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And why by him is Shoves and by us is Zmanius? By us is proportional and by him they're equal times. If there is such a thing called Laila, why is it dictated by physical phenomenon? By physical phenomena, even by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there is a night and there is no physical phenomena. And then the question is like this, the Yerushalmi learns the accounts of the Sheva Brochus. We learn from Mole Shavua Zois for the week that he had to go ahead and wait for Rochel. And if you pay attention in Rochel, Rochel is something very interesting. That by Leah, he worked for 7 years. And the Pasuk says, V'ayu b'yom of k'yom imachodim. And he felt like there were 7 days. And then for Rochel, when he found out he had to marry Rochel, he waited for 7 days, married her, and then he worked 7 years. So why the 7 years by Leah is before and by Rochel is afterwards? And I thought that, what's the idea of the Shvoches? We know that they married, the Yaakov Avinu, Merzilpah and Bilha, that we don't know much about them. We actually know very little, if anything, about them. Why is the purpose, and what? How do they fit in without the Emohes? The Emohes is only Sora, Rivka, Rochel, and Leah. Has nothing to do with the Shvoches. So what's the role of the Shvoches, and why was that necessary? To answer all of this, we will go to what the Shloh here quotes. The Shloh quotes the Sefer HaParadis that says that the Zmanim, there are 7 Zmanim that exists that HaKadosh Baruch Hu megala to us. It's called the Yovel, the Shemitah, the Shana, the Chodesh, the Shavua, the Yoim, and the Shoah. So there are 7 concepts of time. Now, what are the 7 concepts of time, and why are they specifically 7? We know that the Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to his creatures, how he relates his Hanhoga, is always the number 7. The number 7, you see, we have 6 days of the week, plus a day, plus the day of Shabbos, which is the physical is 6, the 6 dimensions of the physical, right? We know that there is height, there is width, and there is depth, right? That is the 6 physical, and then there is the point which brings it all together, gives meaning. It's called the perspective, which is the Nekudas Tzion, that we spoke so many times. The Anhog of HaKadosh Baruch Hu always is 7. The physical world is 7. The world of the perception of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how he's Megala with us, which is the Vov and the Dalet. The Vov is the 6, and the Dalet is the Mekabel, which is the 7th. It's always the Gilui of 7. The same way the Gilui Hamokoim is Gilui of 6, which means the 6 Ktsovis, plus the Nekudas Tzion, in Zman, which is also the world of the 3-dimensional and the spiritual dimension, in the world of Zmanim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu relates to us is always 7. And that's the Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Gilui of the Anhoga. So the Anhoga of the Olam is a perceptual world of 7. The world of time, it flows in the cycles of 7. Yovel is the one that's Koel Lakol. That's that Mida that is Koel Lakol. That's the Alma de Cherus. That's Keneged the 50th year. The 50th year, the Sharanun, which brings everything into perspective. And then you have two Marochos of Zman. Says the Shlod, there is a Maroch of Zman, which is Yoim, and there is a Maroch of Zman, which is Shana. And you could understand, because we, as the dwellers of the planet Earth, which is the Mokim no Avoida, we rotate in two ways. We could rotate onto ourselves, which is the small cycle, that's the lower cycle, that's one day, and then we rotate around the sun, and that's the larger cycle. That's why the cycle of Zmanim is the cycle of Yoim and the cycle of Shana. Says him that's Keneged, the Alma of Leah and the Alma of Rochel. We know that there are two Heys in Shem Shomayim. Hey is the one that Chochma is the Yud. Hey is to make it real. Is the realization of the master plan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There is the realization in the world of Machshava, in the plan, and there is the realization in the world of reality. Soif Ma'inseh B'Machshava Tchila. The world of Machshava, the world of meaning, the world of intention of HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted, the master plan, that development, that unfolding of the story, that one is Leah. That's why Leah is the Alma Deskasia. She is really the wife that belongs to Yaakov, but Yaakov in this world didn't appreciate that. Leah is Ima Shel Malchus. Leah is the Balash Tshuva that makes everything fit in. That's why she's called the Placha Oido. She is Moide. Moide means even something which is outside, she brings into the fold. That's connected to the first Hay. And that's why the first Hay is made out of two letters, a Dalet and a Yud. Dalet is a Mekabel, and the Yud, which is the Noisen. That's why her being was made of two people, her and the Shivcha. The Shivcha is Mekabel from her. So her Metzius is this Murgav, this complex Metzius, which is her and the Shivcha. That's why her Maroch of Zman is called the Maroch of Shana. That's why Yaakov Avinu worked for her for 7 years. But because he thought he was working for Rochel, he thought that they felt like days. Vayu beyom of kayom imachodim. When he works for Rochel, Rochel relates to the world of physical, to the world of existence. That's why her student is tzaddikim, meaning you are what you make yourself to be. That's why Yosef also goes to Mitzrayim. He's the world of physical. She is the one who is called the Hei Tator. She is the daughter. One, the two Heis. One Hei is the master plan, the development of the master plan. The other one is the realization of the master plan. The development of the master plan is Leah. The actualization of it is Rochel. That's why her children are all tzaddikim. If you are a tzaddik, you fit in. If you're not a tzaddik, you didn't bring to realization your potential, you're nothing. That's Rochel and Leah. That's why both of them needed shvoches, because they represent the letter He of Shem Shemayim. The letter He is a composite letter. It's a giver and a mekabel. The giver is the gvirta, and the mekabel is the shivcha. That's why the bilha and zilpa are the second part of the He of each one individually. The two marochas, the maroch of the master plan is the maroch of Shona. Shona is when the cycle is finished, when the whole thing is. That's why it's a repetition. And Yoim is the cycle onto yourself, which we call the small cycle, which is the realization and the bringing about the master plan on your own terms. That is the concept of Rochel. Those are the two Marochas of Zman. Says the Shloi, if you look at the Mareches Azman of Yoim, of Shona, Shona connects in the highest form in its source to seven, which is Shemitah. Shemitah is the grouping of seven, which is connecting to a higher source, because seven is the Gilui Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And how does it become unfolding through time? Through 12 months. 12 months is the idea that Yud Kei Vav Kei, how it permutates the 12 permutations. So the idea is that you connect to the source of seven, which is the Gilui HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the higher form, and you unfold in multiples of 12. In the cycle of Yoim, is the exact same thing. The Yoim connects to the seventh of the week, which is the seven, which is the Shoresh HaDvorim that's coming to be Megale through Avodas Yom Yom, and the way how it unfolds is the 12 hours. So the Mareches of Zman, or the 7, which is the Gilui HaKadosh Baruch Hu towards us, there is the 3 dimensions of Shana and the 3 dimensions of Yom. The 3 dimensions of Shana is the largest cycle, is the master plan, how it unfolds, the larger history, the history of the world, how that time unfolds. That the Shoresh is the Gilui HaKadosh Baruch Hu of 7. It unfolds in a multiple of situations of 12. And then the own private unfolding of time, which is the folding of day, that you're rotating. You have a cycle onto yourself. One is like Prat and Klal. One is the larger picture, Lea. One is the smaller picture, which is Rochel. That's why Shtet Nipn Yeshua in Daf Gimel in Broches, that there's no such a thing as a 24-hour day. The day in Yiddishkeit is only 12 hours. But there is 12 hours of the day and 12 hours of the night. And the reason is because if you look in the higher Madrega, the higher you are, it's Ichud. That's the Al Baruch of Leah. That's all. There's only one Baruch of Yud Beis, which is the Baruch at HaKadoshim. When you go into the lower level, which is individual, the individuality is the Ribui, that each one, Keshem Shim Patsufim, Shoves Kachin, the same Shoves. Therefore, on that Baruch, there are 2 Baruchas of 12, because that's the Ribui. So it comes out that the Gilui HaKadosh Baruch Hu unfolds it in space, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu unfolds himself in time. The dimensions, the same way the physical is 6 dimensions of physical with something that connects it, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself in time is self 3 dimensions of Shana and 3 dimensions of Yoyim, which is connecting to a higher source, unfolding in the idea of Zeh, which is 12, which is the 12 Tzerufim Shem Shamayim. In the small Marocha, that's the Marocha, the larger Marocha, like the sun cycle. When you go to the cycle unto yourself as part of the larger cycle, that's the Marocha Sayoyim, also connects to Shabbos, which is the connection, the perspective of the Tzura Sagilui, and unfolds it in every hour. But that unfolds between us Ribui, because every time you go to a lower level, becomes individualistic, there's more Ribui. And that's why it unfolds 12 hours of day and 12 hours of night. So that's the concept of 12 in the concept of Shoh. In Lecha Odom Shin Lo Shoh. Shoh is the unfolding of the Anhoga in the different Tzerufim, how we see it happening. And that's why that Marocha comes from the Marocha of Chodesh. Shoh comes from Chodesh. Because says the Shloh, there is a difference between the sun and the moon. The sun is the Shona, which is all the master plan, it's all set. And then it unfolds in Chodesh, giving the people the ability to be Mechadesh something. Shoh is where we are able to be Mechadesh everything. So that's why the Chidush of Shoh comes from the Loch L'Moshe Misina in the length of the Chodesh. Because that is the Chidush. The Shoh is the lowest common denominator of our unfolding of the individual Anhoga, which is the individual contribution and action of each and every person. So we merely could understand also that there is an Anhog of Shoh, that the Gilui HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The way how it is that our hours here are bound by physical phenomena, which means that the Anhog of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the unfolding of Shem Shamayim, is bound by the natural laws. And therefore in this world is Shoh is Manius, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Shoh is Shoves. That's why all the Yomim Tovim, says the Maral, are Davka Dershona, meaning all the Yomim Tovim, that we are Yerois Pnei Hashem, which is Pesach and Sukkot, is Dafka the time of the equinox on the whole world. The world of physical and the of the spiritual are in synchrony. And that's why the Shoh is Shoves and the Shoh is Manis are the same. That's the time of the equinox, that the day and the night are the same. That's why also before the Mabul, stating the Malbim, and the Ramban also, that the axis of the earth was straight, so every day was spring, and every day Shoves and Shoves minus are the same. What the Mabul did is it tilted, it created the distortion, that today our Anhog of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Anhog of Shoh, is bound of physical phenomena, that many times is a barrier to what it's supposed to be. That's the chilu between Shoves Shoves and Shoves Manya. Shoves Shoves is mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how the anhoga in different permutations comes in. But in this world, we are bound by the physical phenomena, the distortions of the physical phenomena. And that's why it says the Magen Avraham, Legabe Oilam Hazeh, is done through the sun, which is Tzoras Man, which are fractional hours. Mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the anhoga, not bound by anything, which is called Shoy Shoves. And that's called the Esrotzen. We merely could understand also by Rochel and Leah. Rochel and Leah represent these two anhogas. The anhoga, which is the master anhoga, the anhoga Klolis, that's the anhoga of the Heilo, which represents Leah, which is the concept of Shona, the cycle of the sun. How all the little cycles take you to the cycle of the sun. That's one Maroch Hazman. And that's why by her is Shona. That's why she had to work Sheva Shonim, but was Beyinav Kiyomi Machodi because he saw those Rochel. And Rochel represents the small cycles, the individual cycles. And therefore, by Leah, everybody gets in. Even if somebody is a Rosha, there is such a thing of Shuva because that's the Anhoga Klolis, that's the Anhoga of Bina. Masha'inke, the Anhoga, which is individual, which is the rotation within yourself, is the Anhoga of Rochel, and that's all for her. He worked for her for 7 days, not 7 years. And in the end, that's the Anhoga of Rochel, which is the Anhoga of Olam Hazeh, which is the Anhoga of Olam HaTachton, which is the Anhoga of Yom.